bad fate if old Iron Tooth hears your whining.
Vials clinked, and moments later a torpid tide poured through his veins, tingling, then numbing and smothering. Chapter 15. Chell. In wounded dreams he wandered. It seemed that he could see through the Daughter Forest's dense foliage to the rough lands beyond, and through them to the furthest corners of the human colony. In his Vudron dream, all seven of the Daughter Forests were visible and curiously close. A short walk could take him to Ibsenskog in the south, or Tapiola in the north. The entire landscape of the colony was visible in vibrant colours rich with detail. The towns and cities as much as the tracks and woods of the coastal farmlands. Yet the Daughter Forests had a special quality to them, a faint aura of power and mystery. Even poor half-burned and abandoned Buchenskog, east of Hammergard. The cold waves of the Korzybski Sea stretched eastwards, while to the west lay Giant's Shoulder, then a maze of ridges and ravines and the foothills of the Kentigerns, their jagged peaks marching west and north. And, scattered among the vales and gorges, south along the Savrenki Range and north across the vast forest of Aron, were the glows of burrows, ancient Yvovo chambers built during the time of Sigrana that was. He had visited one many days ago, soon after the seer husking, and recollection of its dusty interior came back with surprising clarity and force. The Vudron dream was lucid, yet easily swayed. Between one moment and the next, he went from the hazy, sunny paths of a daughter forest to the dry, gritty gloom of that underground burrow. Scholar Trem, the Uvovo in charge, then approached from one side, his plain brown robe streaked with dust.
"Keeper," he said, "this is the seed pod of battle. You must bring the eyes." "I am not the keeper," Chell said. "The human Catriona is the keeper of Sigrana." "The keeper of Umara," Trem said, "must bring the eyes to the seed pods of battle."
Suddenly, they were standing in the chamber of living roots beneath the root house. Scholar Trem raised a cupped hand over a thick root embedded in the wall, tipped it, and let a stream of glowing blue motes fall onto the root. They sank into the moist green and black woody skin, and soon a flickering blue tracery spread along to branching rootlets and to the other roots works, until the chamber was full of pure blue light. With a sudden intake of breath, he awoke in the darkness of the Vudron. It was utterly quiet and stiflingly warm. He could smell the wood of the Vudron pod and the odour of his unwashed fur. Yet, with his seer talents, he could sense the daughter forest outside, the brimming swirl of its denizens, and the sweet undercurrent of Sigrana's song. And something else. He rose from the low bench, half crouching, and felt something fall to the floor. He pushed open the oval door and green-tinged light poured in, revealing seven or eight lengths of pale grey plastic lying at his feet, trailing clusters of hair-fine fibres. Chell smiled with relief. The Vudron dreams had helped his body reject the Legion Knight's implants.